Right, I am at the Hampshire Association of Local Councils special event on digital local government, and I'm really sorry, introduce yourself.
I'm Charles Basilinton.
Okay.
I'm a clerk, a parish council clerk in Hampshire.
Now, you've got a very particular passion for something. Explain.
Yeah, not in connection with my parish council work directly, but a group of us are getting together to help create a local community bank in Hampshire, somewhere in Hampshire. It's actively starting to happen. Local authorities are showing interest, and interest is generally building with anybody I talk to virtually.
So you're, what I guess your model is, actually taking savings from local people, giving them better interest rates, allowing local businesses to borrow at more sensible interest rates or get better access to credit.
That's right.
And making the money work through the community.
Absolutely. It's a talking about creating a local money supply. It'll be a real bank. It'll have an FSA license, Financial Services Authority license, a full bank as any other high street bank. But it's hard work and expensive, but it will happen because this pattern is very common in the continent. In Germany, for instance, Sparkassen. France has many, many local banks. In the USA, they have many local banks. And what we find is that Germany is a very much more resilient economy due to the presence of very local banks serving the local people who recognize that is part of their community. It's not governed by the local authority. It's a separate entity.
So Bedford Falls, savings and loan, that sort of idea. Okay, so yeah. You've sat and listened to Catherine Howe and myself speaking about some ideas. What, out of those things around social media and digital stuff, what's lodged?
Well, I can see that what we have to do very, very soon is to get it online, the idea for the local community to react and know where to come to. Because there are a huge, once you start talking to people, once I talk to people about it, they say, right, I can understand this. This is really exciting. I want to encourage people to get on with it. And eventually, hopefully, we'll say, well, we want you to encourage your local councillors to do it. So could you contact them? And we want to build a presence. We're running a small CIC company. That's a not-for-profit thing. We're hoping that the bank will be a not-for-profit bank, i.e. the profits will be recirculated in the community, as is the pattern worldwide in many other places.
So, I mean, what I'm doing here is actually interviewing you, and what I'm going to do is put this on my blog, and it shows you that I'm interested in you, and it shows other people that I'm interested in you, and I give you credibility.
I'll try and learn that.
But that sort of thing is talking about, isn't it? Go to a business saying, actually, a local bank would really help me.
It's a very,
capture what they say.
Absolutely. It's a very cooperative thing, community thing, and we're not into huge bonuses for bankers. It's going to be reasonable salaries, and people hopefully will stay in the job for a long time. They get to know the community. It's a relationship thing, and that's the way banking ought to be. The profits are retained locally. And grow the local economy.
You're convincing me. You just need to use these tools now more.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.